Hello and welcome to the Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, we review Virgin's debut offering Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful, and the latest music from the week that was. But first, yes, dear listener, you're very welcome back to this week's show with me, Stephen White. This week, we turn our attention to the much-anticipated debut album, Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful, from Belfast shoegaze outfit, Virgins. There's a joy to genre albums, especially when they revel in the flourishes and distinct characteristics that encapsulate a sound. Throughout Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful, Virgins capture the imagination with the love of and control of the shoegaze milieu. From the first shots across the bow, Virgins dive into fuzz-ridden, sonically engulfing tones with Softer, followed by the jagged lines of Slowly Long, followed closely by the bone-rattling undercurrent of Close, opening Nothing Hurt out as an album alive with the sound of a band in command of their surroundings. For a band so early into their career, Virgins find the right place for everything. All too often in the shoegaze, dream pop genre, vocals or melodies get lost in the sauce, overcome by the spectrum-filling sound of the band or the production. Here, Virgins craft their music, allowing each element to shine, perhaps learning from their influences. Indeed, there are moments of Cocteau Twins-esque transcendence to be found in Nothing Hurt and Everything Is Fine, in moments such as The Transcendent Adore. And so it goes. At the beginning of this review, I spoke about the genre record. The sound painting style of Virgins on their debut album really shines through. They're a band that seem to know exactly who they are, who their influences are, and what their sound is. Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful has moments of dreamlike, hazy, dramatic dynamism, and they are a band that are in the full command of the sound they want to create. I really like this album, and from beginning to end, pretty much from the start actually, I just felt like, oh, we know exactly where we are and where what we're at with this band and this sound. There's something about genre records that, I don't say that in a disparaging way, I mean it in quite a complimentary way, of just understanding what the expectations are, what the need is, how you present those sounds, how you can subvert them, how you can change them, how you can open the scope or close it down. Virgins really seem like a band that just know and have studied, as I say, like bands like Cocteau Twins. As I say, in that track Adore, there are some real moments where the vocal is allowed to soar. And a lot of the time, or all too often, with those types of records, you hear kind of a fight between the vocals and the band. And, they're really kind of engulfing one another. With this, I have to say, Virgins show a maturity well beyond their years as a band. As this is quite early on in their career. Obviously, it's their debut. So I thought this was an absolutely fantastic record. Out of nowhere, they're a band that, I've reviewed a couple of their tracks in the past few months and stuff like that. But really kind of, when I heard they were kind of coming out with an album, I was like, oh, that's a bit quick. But not at all. This is a great, great record. And I really would recommend you go check it out if you are a fan of those kind of sounds and those musics. It's very much in fitting with the scene at the moment as well, with bands like Just Mustard, etc. And New Dad as well. So yeah, that is Virgin's Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful. It's due out on April 11th via Blowtorch Records. And you can go and check them out wherever you get your music or listen to your music. Yeah, highly recommend. But, dear listener, it is that time of the podcast. Yes, dear listener, they seek him here, they seek him there. Those musos seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he at the disco? That damned elusive Count of Monte playlist, though. Yes, dear listener, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, playlist making, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, has delved deep once more into the Irish music scene to deliver another beautiful bounty in the shape of the TLMT's Irish mixtape on Spotify. Let us do this! Yeah. Yes, dear listener, the count is back. The undisputed playlisting and podcasting champion, taking on all comers. All are welcome. None have deemed themselves powerful enough to take on the Count of Monte playlist. So in this week's playlist, we're going to kick it off with a new track and new EP, actually, from artist Sharkette. And the EP is Highline, and the track I am taking from it is Searching for Paris. And I absolutely fell in love with this EP, and this artist really has a kind of a Maggie Rogers type vibe to it. It's that maximal, I suppose you want to call it, alt pop sound. It isn't going into the more minory stuff. It's going into kind of quite big sounds, big choruses, big production. Some big vocals on it as well. Hell of a singer. And I have to say, this EP is a really great calling card from them. A really great song, Searching for Paris, as well. There's also Silence, Cunis, A Lucid Dream, and the title track, Highline, off it. And yeah, I would really recommend going checking this artist out if you like that kind of Maggie Rogers, or even maybe a bit of Sharon Van Etten in her kind of more electronic synth-based output. But yeah, this is a really, really great EP and definitely one to watch in the future. Next up, we have the return of Pastiche with her new single, Forfeit Control, which is this propellant new offering and a hell of a comeback in terms of how it's sonically presented and even the lyrically how it kind of puts itself across. Yeah, a really statement-making return from a kind of a self-made pop artist in a lot of ways. And a very interesting one who kind of always tries to find different ways of presenting the sound, presenting themselves, performance, adding a kind of a performativity into how they produce their music and how they write their music. And this is one of those tracks. It really does kind of grab you by the neck in terms of its kind of attention-grabbing sense abilities. And I think, yeah, it's a really great track from a very interesting pop artist on the scene in Ireland, and part of that kind of redefining of what a pop artist is in Ireland. Sometimes it can be kind of seen as kind of the production or the songwriting isn't all it could be when trying to present those kind of things. And definitely one of these artists who is redefining that and what Irish pop is all about. And yeah, I really like this. That's Forfeit Control from Pastiche. Next up, we have Lilla Vargan with her brand new single, No Fool. And this is, yeah, quite an icy affair. Reverb-soaked sounds, and there's kind of an abstractness to the production as well that kind of delves it into a dreamlike affair from Lilla Vargan. And an artist, yeah, whose songwriting and presentation of her music and production has really taken a huge upswing recently with a couple of releases and kind of a shift in sound into a more widescreen affair. And yeah, I like this kind of new direction and new way of going with Lilla Vargan. She's really kind of, I want to say, swinging for the fences with her releases of late, and No Fool is no different. It's a great track, emotionally led by Vargan's own performance there within. It has a heart to it, it has an emotion to it. Going probably down the more, we were talking about Sharkette and the more maximal alt pop sound, this is going to for the more mystique kind of based all pop sound, a little bit more subtle, a little bit more reverb soaked, but yeah, captivating and a haunting release from Lilla Vargan, who is a favorite here on the Last Mixtape podcast. So yeah, great to see her back with a new single. That's No Fool by Lilla Vargan. Next up, we have Cartwheels by the band Soft Launch, and this is kind of within that indie dance pop Two Door Cinema Club kind of world. Yeah, very much highly produced, highly stylized offering from them, but full of hooks, full of that sound, really meets the expectation when it comes to it. I think it's a really great track. I think for a band, for their debut release as well, it's very strong, very ambitious as well in what they're trying to do, and I really liked it. It has the melodies, it has the big choruses, it has the kind of more reserved push and pull of the verses. And yeah, it's a really great track. And that's Cartwheels by Soft Launch. Next up, we have Sick Love with their brand new single, Don't Wait. And yeah, it's really interesting with this group because they've kind of come back in recent months after a little bit of a hiatus. And that kind of rock and roll sound that they have, which was kind of to the floor, kind of by the throat kind of rock and roll sound, has been refined into something with kind of a wider screen and a wider scope to it. It's very much playing in with that kind of American rock sound, and they really hit it. That's a really difficult sound to kind of create. It's very difficult to recreate. It's very difficult even to do something interesting within it. Because you, again, almost like we're talking about the Virgin thing, playing with a genre, playing with genre expectations and the flourishes thereof and meeting the meter of the sound is quite difficult. And I think Sick Love have always been a band that have done it, but now it seems to have a very pointedness to it, a maturity to it, a very slick sound. And yeah, with Don't Wait and the recent releases, they've really shown that they've come back swinging with a sound that, yeah, kind of grabs you and has that production that meets the meter. And that's, Sick Love with their brand new single, Don't Wait. Yeah, and we were talking earlier about Sharon Van Etten and that kind of milieu and sound. So up next, we have Carlsbad with Softspoken. And it's great to see Carlsbad come back with another new release. I think the last one was the track Parliament. And yeah, this once again plays in with that sound, in with the kind of the Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen. There's a kind of a touch of country. There's a touch of the kind of indie folk to it. And it's beautifully produced, beautifully performed and beautifully written. A really interesting artist whose music and songwriting is quite powerful and subtly done. And on Softspoken, much as the name would suggest, it plays with that kind of sense of like drawing you in with kind of hushed tones, and kind of the further you come into it, the more you understand that there's a lot going on in the background. There's a lot of production going on. There's a lot of textures intertwining, but it does play into that very strong Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen type sound, which again, much like we're talking about Sick Love, very difficult to do it right. And Carlsbad is one of those artists who does do that and does do it right. And on a lot of the singles that they have released, or she's released, it has been really striking. The songwriting and the sense of self and the sense of sound. We were talking about that with Virgins as well, like the sense of musically of knowing who you are and what you're about. And anytime Carlsbad has released a single, it is very much with the feeling that there is stylistically and in terms of songwriting and craft and artistry, that they know what they're doing and they know what sound they're trying to make. And Softspoken is yet another great, great track from them, and great to see them back and releasing new music. So yeah, Softspoken by Carlsbad. And finally for the playlist, we leave you with Zapho's new single, Logically, which is a welcome return as well from Zapho, who has this kind of bite to this song. There's a real growl and undercurrent of it. There's a kind of a nastiness to it, which is great. It has an edge. It has a snarl, which adds to kind of the neo-soul R&B kind of filter underneath, with the kind of poppier sound above. And yeah, it's a really greatly performed track from Zapho, where, as I say, the main edge to it is the performance, is the lyrics, is the vocal, which gives it its character, gives it its basis in having quite a strong, powerful sound. And that is Zapho with the brand new single, Logically, from them. And that is this week's additions to the Last Mixtape Spotify playlist. You can find it on Spotify. Once again, the count has come along and delivered another striking playlist edition set on this week's episode. As always, accept no substitutes. I have a few gigs before we go. The Hives are playing the Three Olympia Theatre on April 8th. Somebody's Child is also playing the Three Olympia Theatre, but that's on April 12th. And Hans Zimmer is playing the Three Arena in Dublin on April 12th. So go check out some live music this week. As always, there's loads of gigs going around all around Ireland and Dublin. So yeah, do check out any live music if you want to go see it. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you for listening. You can subscribe to the Last Mixtape podcast in all the usual podcasting places and or spaces. You can also submit your music or gigs to me via stephen@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT podcast, or via Instagram, or whatever method of communication you deem fit. But for now, this was the Last Mixtape podcast. You were the listener. I was Stephen White. So long.